Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner again today with the Living Savior Ministries. We're teaching you a series called How to Walk in Divine Health. I know everybody wants to walk in divine health. Nobody wants to be sick. I didn't. But I didn't realize how many requirements was in God's Word to be able to walk there. One of those elements of how to walk in divine health is how to walk in divine love. Because without love, your faith won't work. So you got to start and make sure you close all these switches in this circuit. And the first switch that has to be closed is walk in divine love. If you're not willing to walk in divine love, God's kind of love, you'll not be able to walk in very much of God's power. But the closer you can get to walking in the God kind of love, the greater He will share His power with you. And then you can walk in divine health. Now then, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, again, these are the requirements of God's divine love. I want you to see what these say. 1 Corinthians 13, it says here, love, the God kind of love, it does not do anything wrong to its neighbor. The God kind of love, it suffers long. It is kind. It does not envy. It does not it is not boastful. It is not puffed up. It does not behave itself unseemly. It never seeks its own way. It is not easily provoked, and it never thinks any evil. The God kind of love does not rejoice in iniquity or sin, but rejoices in the truth. And the God kind of love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Now that's a God kind of love. And it says if you have that kind of God kind of love, that kind of love will never fail you. And you can find that in 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 8. Now then, when you've learned to make the confession that you need to learn to make every day about the God kind of love and how it's been shed abroad in your heart, then when you can get to where you can do that, and you will make the love of God your great quest in life. I mean, if you will just seek it and diligently desire the God kind of love, then this God kind of love shall abound and God shall reap the glory, because when you pray and do things in His name, He will be there and He will show up. And you will get to see God answer your prayers in a way that will absolutely be beyond your wildest dreams. I know. I've had the privilege to walk there. I have seen the Lord answer my prayers since I've learned these things. Yes, there's times I step out of the God kind of love. But when I do, I try my best to immediately repent, get back into God kind of love. Because I want to see God answer my prayers. When I speak in commands in His name, I want to see the enemy flee. I love it when we get to see God do these wonderful, mighty things that He does. And some of these miracles we see are instantaneous miracles. So make the God kind of love your quest in life. And then you'll be able to thank the Lord for doing this for you. Now then, this divine love that we're talking about, the evidence of the new birth. This is, or it should be, the divine kind of, God kind of love should be evidence of the new birth. Now then, many people think they're going to heaven because, and there are several different reasons. I've talked to many people in my life, and as I talk to different people, I say, are you a Christian? Oh yeah, yeah. You believe you go to heaven when you die? Well, I sure do hope so. Well, let me tell you, you really need to know a little more about the Word of God than that. A lot of people say, well, and I hear people say this all the time, I've joined the church, well, so I'm going to heaven. No, joining the church is not going to get you to heaven. Well, I've been baptized in water, so I know I'm going to heaven. No, baptizing you in water is not going to get you to heaven either. Well, I have joined my church. You know, I've joined this church or that church. And I just wonder, what does the Word of God say about what it takes to come to heaven? Well, the Word of God says in Romans chapter 10, verse 8, 9, and 10, it clearly says, but what does it say? The Word is nigh you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. The word of faith that we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and you'll believe in your heart the Father raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Now, the word saved right there is the word sozo. And that word sozo literally means saved, healed, made whole, delivered, and preserved. So when those five things become a revelation to you, you can not only receive Jesus by faith as your Savior, but you can receive him by faith as your healer and your deliverer. And everything, all those things will be yours. I will have to say, when God says it to them that study my word, it will change their life forever. Well, let me tell you, it has changed my life forever. When I got a hold of these promises in God's word and realized what he has given me as a son of God, when I stepped into this world of faith, when I stepped into the new birth, when I became a new creature in Christ, then the divine God kind of love was supposed to become a part of me, and I was supposed to practice and grow that fruit. And then as I study his word, faith was supposed to come alive, and I was supposed to become a child of God walking in the power of God's word. I didn't do that for the first 45 or 50 years of my life. But once I began to study this book, the last few years I have been able to do this. And I've seen the Lord answer my prayers. I've seen him do mighty things. I even saw him raise one man from the dead. He hadn't been dead but about 20 minutes. But wow, to pray over a man that's been dead 20 minutes and see him come back to life, that's just amazing. And then when they take him to the hospital and the doctor finds out from the paramedics he's been dead for 20 minutes or longer. And he says, well, it would have been better off if he had stayed dead because he had no oxygen to his brain, so he'll be a vegetable. And I told the doctor, I said, doctor, you see those hands? I mean, they look like normal hands, don't they? Well, the Lord Jesus Christ said that we can lay those hands on the sick people and they will recover. And he didn't say they would be a vegetable. So, of course, by faith in the promises of God's word, I told the doctor. I said, Jesus said in Mark 16, verse 18, that I can lay those hands on a sick person and they will recover. He didn't say they would be a vegetable. So I said, I believe God. Well, of course, the doctor thought I was crazy because he had trained himself with his five physical senses instead of the word of God. But I'd trained myself with the word of God. So I laid my hands on the man that had been dead. After I spoke and rebuked the spirit of death, and he came back to life, it was even amazing to me. I mean, I did it, but I was amazed, I will have to say, when he started breathing. But praise God, he did. Jesus was merciful to me, and he honored my faith, and he raised that man from the dead. Now, that's the only one I've ever seen raised from the dead. But that was one, so praise God. But then after the man said he wouldn't recover, by walking in the God kind of love and in the God kind of faith, I was able to lay my hands on him according to Mark 16, 18, and just say, be healed in the name of Jesus. And a matter of weeks later, the man was completely recovered. And as far as I know, I haven't heard from him in a year or so, but as far as I know, for the next 7 or 8 or so years, he was completely normal. I know he worked 2 or 3 more years. Then he retired, and he bought him a retirement home down in Granbury, Texas. And as far as I know, he's still living down there fishing and enjoying life. That's what the God kind of faith and the God kind of love can do. Now then, on this divine God kind of love with this new birth, when we get saved and we really accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, we're supposed to get this God kind of love. It's supposed to come into us and start growing. Now then, in 1 John chapter 3, verse 14, it says, we know that we have passed from death unto life because. Now here is an awesome statement. This is the way you can tell. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Wow. What if you're a Christian? And I don't care what nationality you are. Let's say that you're a Japanese. And say you got saved. And you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. But the Koreans that live right across the sea there, which to me look, they're Orientals. They're all Orientals. They look the same. But let's say you're a Japanese Christian and you hate your Korean brother. You hate him. Let me tell you, the Word of God says you need to get saved. Well, let's say over here in America, where we appear to have the problem, let's say you're a black or a white. And let's say you're a black man and you say you got saved and you hate your white brother. Or let's say you're a white man and you hate your black brother and you say you're saved. The Word of God says you need to get saved. Because if that black man or that white man, if either one of those men or both of those men are professing Christians, they should love each other. There should be no difference between them. They got to realize color makes no difference with God. So when you look at, if you're a white person and you see a black person, you should love them. If you're a black person and you see a white person, you should love them. If you hate them, you're not a born-again Christian. You do not have the God kind of love. You never became a possessor of eternal life. Because the scriptures clearly says in 1 John 3:14, we know, it's very positive there. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. We love. You have eternal life if you love. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Now, of course, he's talking about spiritual death. Now then, this is spiritual death that John is talking about here. Well, when we are born again, we partake of the divine nature, God's nature, and it is life and love. Life and love. We're supposed to partake of God's divine nature. God's divine nature is love. Now then, the Bible says if we don't love the brethren, we are abiding in spiritual death. Spiritual death was the state we were in before we were born again, when Satan was our father. Think about that. At one time, the devil was your father. I don't care who you are on this earth. Before you received Christ as your Lord and Savior, the devil was your father. Either God is your father or the devil is your father. And there's no in-between ground. I mean, people don't want to think about that. When people say, well, I don't believe in God, but I'm definitely not a believer in the devil either.
We're going to have to stop right there today, but if you would like the teaching in its entirety, this is a teaching on the God kind of love. If you'll contact us at 940-242-2106, or go to the web, www.tlsm.org, and there you can find all this information. Remember, 940-242-2106. We'll send it to you free and postpaid. Jesus is Lord.